Hello, you're listening to WMFO. That's WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio on 91.5 Medford. And yes, you're listening to Naive Melodies, and I am your host for the next hour. I'm Lucy, and I am here back again with my very special co-star.
Me, David.
That's right, that's my dad, David Millman. And if you're new to the show, well, welcome, first of all. Glad to have you here and glad to have you listening. Last week we did an episode all about guilty pleasures, and I am so glad that...
Still sorry, aren't you?
Still so apologetic, but I'm so glad that people have toughed it out and decided to give me another chance. Hopefully we impress you a little more this time.
Indeed.
Yes. And so, if you're new here, like I said, this is, you know, well, I haven't said this before, but I'm saying this now. This is the Portland Tapes. This is our series within Naive Melodies in which we, you know, are recording the shows from Portland, Oregon, for your enjoyment, you know, wherever you may be. And yeah, Dad, what was our theme for this week?
Well, we dug deep and we thought about putting together a show featuring artists from or around Boston.
Right. You know, we started with the very, you know, with the harsh criteria of, you know, from Boston, and then loosened our definition a little bit as we realized that that leaves you with a lot, but maybe we want to be left with a little bit more.
A little bit more, but not the band Boston.
No, I have my rules. And I hope everyone's okay with that. Moving on. Let's just get to the first song. This first song is Academy Fight Song by Mission of Burma. So that was Academy Fight Song by Mission of Burma. And this next song is right off the Doolittle album, the infamous Doolittle album from the Pixies. And, you know, I think this is one that everyone knows and loves, so let's go ahead and play it. This is Here Comes Your Man.
That was the Pixies. Here Comes Your Man. And when we think of Boston, we always think of the college music scene, the big rock scene, the Aerosmiths of the world and all that. But a city that could give you New Edition, and from New Edition give you Bobby Brown, well, that's a city that you need to pay attention to. This is, of course, My Prerogative.
Understand me, or really don't know the deal about a brother. that I want to live. It's my prerogative. I can do just what I feel. It's my prerogative. Nobody can tell me what to do. It's my prerogative. Cause what you're doing, I'm doing for you. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm really not super. Eagle trips is not my thing. All these strange relationships really gets me down. I see nothing wrong with spreading myself around.
Everybody's talking all this stuff about me.
Yeah.
Why don't they just let me live?
Tell me why.
I don't need permission.
I don't need my own decision.
That's my prerogative.
It's my prerogative.
I can do what I want to do.
It's my prerogative.
All right, before I can play any more music, let's go ahead and get to what we really all want, the PSA. This PSA is a little PSA that's near and dear to my heart. It's a new one. No, I'm kidding, it's not. This is the PSA about the environment brought to you by the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
All right, that was the PSA, and, you know, I would play so many more if I could. I guess I could, but you only get one. I hope that's okay with everyone. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and pass this off to my co-host. Dad, what's next?
Next is the Cars.
Are you out of touch?
Not only a great Boston band,
I guess I never
but a very supportive band. So much of the music
world.
Second album, Dangerous Records. This is Dangerous Records. All right, the Cars, and I just looked it up. Their studio, Synchro Sound, was on Newbury Street. So right in the heart of things. So anyway, Lou, what's next?
Next we have True Love Is Not Nice by Jonathan Richman. Jonathan Richman is another Millman family favorite.
Yes.
Yes. When I was a freshman in high school, actually, my dad and I took off for a week in Texas, which was a lot of fun. And one thing that we did there was see a Jonathan Richman concert.
That's right, in Deep Ellum. That was super fun. And he's just had such an amazing career, continues to. And if you ever have a chance to see Jonathan Richman, do not miss it.
Yeah, do yourself that favor and go, you know, go watch him if possible. Awesome stuff. And this is True Love Is Not Nice.
And it hurts down to your soul. That's because true love is not nice. And it brings up hurt from when you were 5 years old. That's because true love is not nice. Oh, pain, pain, pain. Ain't that just love's name? Love can bring up fear from way down low. It now be emphasized, true love is just not civilized. True love is not nice, no, no. Well, you've been hurt before, but now you're hurting double. That's 'cause true love is not nice. If it's real love, then boys, there's gonna be trouble. That's because true love is not nice. Yeah. And if you're insecure, love will learn for sure. And once that happens, something's got to go. The imposter allows you a rest. The real one demands its test, and that's because a true love is not nice, no, no.
That was Jonathan Richman, and the song comes from the Something About Mary soundtrack. I've heard some fantastic revisionist thinking about that movie and the problematic nature of the relationships that each of the men has with Mary. But we can investigate that later, I think.
Yes.
Yes. So let's move on to Voices Carry from Till Tuesday. Speaking of Newbury Street, I think Amy Mann, I'm told she used to work at the Newbury Comics record store once upon a time. Everyone in a band needs a job before the band takes care of them. And so, but this was their first big hit and the band's biggest hit. Voices Carry, Till Tuesday. Thank you.
All right, that was Voices Carry by Till Tuesday. And if you heard a little bit of background noise and you're wondering, what was that? What was that noise? Well, I may or may not have made my bed for the first time in a long time. And right as I've done so, a little 15-pound dachshund has decided that is unacceptable and has decided to tear it apart. So big thank you to Enzo for that one. Much love to you.
So dogs will tear it apart
again. Anyway, moving on. Not even going to acknowledge that happened. Kudos to you, Dad. Much love. This next song is Blue Thunder by Galaxy 500. This is my Grams dedication of the week. You know, actually, I'm going to have two Grams dedications of the week, I've decided. This is my first one. And yeah, this is just a lovely song. It's very, just very calm and sweet. And yeah, I love Grams. I love this song. That was Blue Thunder by Galaxy 500. I adore Galaxy 500. Great Boston band. And yeah.
Boston by way of school.
Yes. From a little community college, I think, called Harvard. I haven't really heard of it before. But, haha. Anyway, this next song is by Dinosaur Jr., another great Boston band. Hey, Dad, are you sensing a theme? Because I am.
Yes, I'm sensing the theme.
I hope. I'm so happy to hear that. This is Sludge Feast by Dinosaur 500, Dinosaur Jr. Please enjoy.
We'll be right back.
All right, so following Sludge Feast, we have a completely different energy, a different, dare I say, vibe. I said it. This is...
I dared
to believe. This next song is Bad Girls by Donna Summer, and I did say I have 2 Grammys dedications this week, and this is my 2nd Grammys dedication. Why? It's a fun song, and I think my grandmother is fun, you know? There we go. And so this is Bad Girls by Donna Summer.
You say
All right, that was Bad Girls from Donna Summer, produced by Giorgio Moroder, featuring Keith Forsey on drums, who would later go on to produce people like Billy Idol and others. I think he wrote Don't You Forget About Me. So a lot of history coming from that, in addition to the incredible vocal by Ms. Summer. Moving on, we come to maybe the oddball of the set.
I love it. Yeah. I had never heard of it, and now I have, and it's a good one.
It's the Johnson Crew, featuring Michael Johnson, his brother Maurice Starr, alias that it is, would go on to start New Edition and New Kids on the Block as projects of his. Again, this is sort of the seed of a lot of different things, but unto itself, it is Space Cowboy.
Howdy! Space Cowboy!
Johnson Crew.
All right, that was the Johnson Crew with Space Cowboy. We told you. You know, when you listen to it now, all those electro sounds and bits of things like what, Genius of Love?
Oh, yeah. We, you know, listen to that. We and tell us if you caught that, because we're making the bold assumption that you will listen to this countless times because, well, why wouldn't you? It is, we just played it. It was fantastic, no?
If you have a chance, watch the video.
Please watch the video. I beg. But while listening to it, we heard what we thought was almost the faint bass line of, you know, Tom Tom Club's infamous Genius of Love. Looked it up. It doesn't seem to have been a sample, but, you know.
You know why?
Why?
Because sampling didn't actually exist back then.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it was in a very kind of primordial state, so it was not a thing. That wouldn't happen until many years later, with some lawsuits involving Biz Markie, who just passed away. May he rest in peace. Sampling was this was just being inspired by.
Yes. This is just borrowing.
Mm-hmm. Maybe.
Yes.
Anyway, now for something completely different. The group called Clem Snide. I first became aware of them through friends at Spin Art Records 25 years ago. And this is a song called Chinese Baby, and just gorgeous.
Thank you.
All right, that was Chinese Baby by Clem Snide. Absolutely gorgeous song, as my dad said. You know, just beautiful. And this next song is our last song. This is just, you know,
the right way to end the show.
The right way to end it. Beautiful. Sentimental. Whoa, that was crazy. We said that at the same time. Okay, anyway, lovely song, and I hope you guys all enjoy. This is The Book of Love by the Magnetic Fields.
The Book of Love is long and boring. No one can lift the damn thing. It's full of charts and facts and figures and instructions for dancing. But that's where music comes from. Some of it is just transcendental. Some of it is just really dumb. But I love it when you sing to me and you can sing. The Book of Love is long and boring, and written very long ago. It's full of flowers and heart-shaped boxes, and things we're all too young to know. But I love it when you give me things and you.
Come to the end of this show for this week, but don't worry, you can go ahead and tune in next week if you're feeling inclined, which please tune in. I'm begging. But anyway, you've been listening to WMFO, Tufts University Free Form Radio, and this is Naive Melodies, the Portland Tapes, episode something, who knows. But I'm Lucy.
I'm David.
And yeah, we hope you have a great week, and you know, yeah, from the Millman family to you and yours, much love, and see you next week.